Nasammatistavad, Nasammatistavad, Urugrama Nagridam. Prasati anartha pagamo yad artha. Mahisya sampadara jo bishikam. Niskinchana namna vrinitaya vat. Naisammatistavat urukramanagri. No, try it again. Hang on. Nasammatistavat urugramanagrim. Tough one. Sprati anartha pagamo yat artha. Mahisya sampadara jo bishikam. Nikis chanandamna vrinitiya vat. Nasammatistavat uru kramanangrim. Prasati anartha bakamoya artha. Mahisya sampadora jobishikam. Nikinchana namna vrinitaya vat. Does anyone else have a copy? Patistavat ukravamanat vrim. Anartha paga modyat artha. Mahesya sampadara job shikam. Vikishana namna vrinityavat. Samatistavat ukrama magrim. Pasati anaryar padago mroyatta. Mahesa sampadara job shikam. Diskinchana namna vinitayavat. Samatistavat ukrama magrim. Prasati anatho bhagat ramo dhirartha. Mahesya sampado rajobhishikam. Nikinchana namna vrinityavat. Na, not, asam, of these, mati, the consciousness, tavat, that long, urukrama angrim, the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is famous for performing uncommon activities. Prasati does touch anartha of unwanted things. Apagama the disappearance, yat, of which, artha, the purpose, mahisyasam, of the great souls, the mahatmas or devotees, pada raja, by the dust of the lotus feet, abhishekam, consecration, nikinchananam, of devotees who have nothing to do with this material world. Na, not, vrinita, may accept, yavat, as long as. I forgot to chant Om Namo. Sorry, let me do it right now. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Translation. Unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely freed from material contamination, persons very much inclined toward materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, in this way, one can be freed from material contamination. Repeat. Unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely freed from material contamination, persons very much inclined toward materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, in this way, one can be freed from material contamination. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Becoming Krishna conscious brings about anartha apagama, the disappearance of all anarthas, the miserable conditions we have unnecessarily accepted. The material body is the basic principle of these unwanted, miserable conditions. The entire Vedic civilization is meant to relieve one from these unwanted miseries. But persons bound by the laws of nature do not know the destination of life. As described in the previous verse, Isa Tatranyam Udu Damni Bada, they are conditioned by the three strong modes of material nature. The education that keeps the conditioned soul bound life after life is called materialistic education. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that materialistic education expands the influence of Maya. Such an education induces the conditioned soul to be increasingly attracted to materialistic life and to stray further and further away from liberation, from unwanted miseries. One may ask why highly educated persons do not take to Krishna consciousness. The reason is explained in this verse. Unless one takes shelter of a bona fide, fully Krishna conscious spiritual master, there is no chance of understanding Krishna. The educators, scholars, and big political leaders worshipped by millions of people cannot understand the goal of life and take to Krishna consciousness, for they have not accepted a bona fide spiritual master and the Vedas. Therefore, in the Mundaka Upanishad 3.2.3, it is said, Nayam atma prava na nena, lapyo na medaya na bahu na shrutena. One cannot become self-realized simply by having an academic education, by presenting lectures in an erudite way, parvanchanena labhya, or by being an intelligent scientist who discovers many wonderful things. One cannot understand Krishna unless one is graced by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only one who has surrendered to a pure devotee of Krishna and taken the dust of his lotus feet can understand Krishna. First, one must understand how to get out of the clutches of Maya. The only means is to become Krishna conscious, and to become Krishna conscious very easily, one must take shelter of a realized soul, a Mahat or Mahatma, whose only interest is to engage in the service of the Supreme Lord, as stated, as the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9.13, Mahatmanastu mam partha, davim prakritim asrita, bhajanti ananya manaso, jatva bhutadim avyayam. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Therefore, to end the unwanted miseries of life, one must become a devotee. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana savir gunas tatra sammasate sura. One who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna consistently manifests all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods. Stated in Bhagavatam 5.18.12. Yasya devi parabhaktir yata deva tata gurau tasyate katita he artha prokak santi mahatmana. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Fifth, that's stated in the Shrestha Svaratra Upanishad 6.23. Yam mevasya vrinuti tena labhyas tasyasa tatma vivirnuti. The Lord is obtained only by one who he himself chooses. Through such a person, he manifests his own form. Mundaka Upanishad 3.2.3. These are Vedic injunctions. One must take shelter of a self-realized spiritual master, not a materially educated scholar or politician. One must take shelter of a niskinchana, a person engaged in devotional service and free from material contamination. That is the way to return home back to Godhead.
Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Prasharine Nirvasesa Sunyavari Paskachadi Sitarine Om Manjana Tamaranjasya Jana Jana Salakaya Sakshur Om Militanyana Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha.
Thank you for all being here assembled to hear the messages of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the transcendental purports and realizations of Srila Prabhupada. This particular verse is just packed with really deep meaning, and I am so unqualified to grab even a drop of it. But by your good intentions and mercy upon me, maybe Krishna will use me and I'll be able to say something. Now, in the verse, the Bhagavatam says that unless they smear their bodies with the dust of the lotus feet or a Vaishnavam, completely freed from material contaminations, persons very much inclined toward material life, they cannot be freed. And who fits that category? I know I do. I think all of us do, being in, especially Western born, and in Kali Yuga, that if we're not practicing Krishna conscious, if we just let our senses and mind and training that we received in this world, what do we do with it? We become materialistic. And the only way we can become free from it, smear our souls, smear our consciousness in the lotus feet of the great Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada and the great acharyas that are following Srila Prabhupada. You know, we're bound tightly by the modes of nature. We're bound tightly by the deep conceptions that are embedded deep in our consciousness and the affections that we've gathered towards this world over countless births. The affection we have for our own self, our minds, our subtle body, our gross body. These things, the gross body may change every life, but the subtle body goes with you. And that subtle body is so attached to trying to figure things out on its own. So even when we're being presented with the absolute truth, the living entity still clings on to wanting to figure out everything ourselves. It's so hard to surrender. But without complete surrender, you will not get the favor of Krishna. It's a surrendering process. Everything we do in Krishna consciousness, it's made in stages to bring us to that surrendering, complete surrendering state. So it's interesting how Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that modern, that this materialistic education is very detrimental. It lures you further and further away from God consciousness. And Prabhupada even made the bold statement that modern education is slaughterhouse education, because it slaughters the desire to become self-realized. It slaughters that urge. It's small enough as it is in us. We're such babies. And modern civilization just my experience, I work on the outside, and it's like 90% true. It's conclusive evidence. It seems like the more education they have, the less they're inclined to want to hear about Krishna, about spiritual subject matter. It really, really is. It's and their acquisitions of things also push them further away from Krishna. It's like two paths going in different directions. I had one sister who, in her early years, she used to have, into yoga and picture of Krishna. Even before Prabhupada came around, he followed the teachings of Yogananda, and he would talk about, Krishna, in his own way. That's before Prabhupada came around. But even back then, he used to have a picture of Jesus and Krishna and different gurus, and she was inclined in that way. And then she decided she wanted to be a psychologist. And she worked her way through school very diligently to get there. And as the so-called knowledge of being a psychologist entered her mind, she began to become, little by little, a non-believer. Her face was smashed. My mom used to say, Terry, you need to go to church. I don't have time. I'm okay, before she would go. And they would have all, and everything, when I would bring an argument, they'd come out with, well, this philosopher says that, Freud says this. And then ultimately, just last year, my other two sisters did become devotees, initiated in our Sampradaya. But this is my older sister, Terry. And she got brain cancer. And it was right in the middle of the brain, the pineal gland. They had to go right in the middle of the brain and remove it. There was only 19% of the people get through it. And she started getting religious again at that time. And she even told me at one point, when they were going to have the operation, and she said to my other sisters, I'm going to, they were telling her, don't worry, Terry, we're going to be here, Krishna's going to take care of you, it'll be okay. And she says, I know it's going to be okay. Because why you say that, Terry? Because Ganesh said so. And during the operation, she actually said there was a point where she felt this warm blanket of love just come over her. And she knew that it was the love of the devotees helping her. But now, she'll never go back to work again. It's all gone. She really has a mental disability. She can't ever practice what she does. So now, she's taken on a new service.
She has a bead bag, and she's probably the only thing she can do now.
So, it's funny how in the material world we're all trying to. It's natural that, you know, like when you ask people why are they going out to get a education, and there are so many reasons, and one should really carefully analyze. Sometimes, if you're a grihastha, if you're very, 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 very scholarly, and you have an inclination, and you work well with devotees, and then it probably won't harm you because you're connected well. But in most cases, when the Vaishnavas go out and get a education, they get very distracted. I've seen it happen. You know, pretty soon they get swallowed up by the economic machine of the United States, and they really hang up their spiritual life. I've seen it happen over and over again. So one should be very cautious if he's going to be doing that, and know what, and you know what? Sometimes it's just the false ego clinging onto this conception that I got to do something with my life. I got to do something. We still think that this little life is so important. We want to make our mark. And when we make our mark, we want our mark to be eternal because we are eternal souls. But we can have a career here in this world. Everything gets taken away. Wake up, Jeev Jago. The spiritual world is where you can get your eternal spiritual body and be surrounded by eternal elements everywhere. And you can eternally make plans there to serve Krishna in unlimited capacity. It's not going to be stopped at the time. There is no death. So you can go on making your plans, and how to refine and increase and increase and expand your service to Krishna. No interference. No old age to get in the way. No anxiety to step in the way. No crazy mind to give us a hard time. Nothing but bliss, service, perfect bodies, perfect situation. That's our career. Pray to Krishna that we can get a glimpse of that identity. Just not the identity of being a devotee for this life, but a devotee forever. Sometimes people have that consciousness. Well, I'm a devotee. It's something I do, but I do this also. Today could be the last day of your life here. I just got news over the weekend. My brother, who's the head of the science department, PhD, University of California, Santa Barbara, he has throat cancer. And he has to be hospitalized. All these things just come crashing down. Over and over it happens in the material world. No matter what you have, no matter what it is, the final chapter of every one of these persons' lives out there is a tragic ending. Always. But a devotee, not so. But how do we become that kind of devotee? There are different levels of devotees. What level of devotee do we want to remain? So, one time a question was asked to Jayadvaita Swami. How do we become Krishna conscious? And he says, what do I do to become Krishna conscious?
And he says, agree to give up suffering. We're so much in illusion, we think, oh, I got to give up enjoyment. No, you got to give up suffering because this enjoyment is the cause of all your suffering. That's all that Krishna asks. Krishna, we have been conditioned to get these material toys, life after life, these things for our material senses. And all it's done is cause us suffering, birth after birth after birth after birth after birth after birth. Krishna says, quit playing with these toxic poisons, toxic toys. Give it up. Here, come play with my toys. Play with me. I know. That's why I'm enjoying there and not here with you. Krishna wants us to enjoy with him. Isn't it amazing that people rack their brains trying to find, even in Krishna consciousness, trying to find on their own how to be happy, even independently within Krishna consciousness. You know, yeah, I get it, but I got to make, I got my little plan. But what is our capability to be happy, even in this lifetime? What is our capability? We can't even digest our food without the blessing of a demigod. What is our capability? Everything has to be sanctioned by Krishna. But for Krishna, if we trust in Krishna, Krishna knows what we're going to be thinking, how we're going to be thinking, and what a psychological and emotional state we'll be in even 5 minutes from now, even an hour from now. He knows us so perfectly well. He knows perfectly well how to make our lives perfect. But will we trust in Krishna? That's another thing. Man, philosophy is, show me and I'll believe you. Krishna says, believe me and I'll show you. Believe me. Take that faith and I'll show you what I mean. Krishna will take care of you every which way. You won't feel incomplete in any aspect of your Krishna conscious life. Psychologically, mentally, physically, socially. Trust in Krishna. Krishna, when we go back home, back to Godhead, it's not like, the mentality isn't like, oh God, all these unfulfilled desires, and I gotta give it up and go back. Oh, I don't wanna go. No. That's because we haven't practiced surrendering to Krishna. If you surrender to Krishna, if you let him take charge of your life, at the end of your life, you will be so unbelievably, Krishna, yes, you have come through more than I could possibly conceive of and more. You've taken care of me in every which aspect, which I was unable to do, birth after birth. And now, oh boy, I'm ready. I'm waiting. And I have all these other people that I brought with me. Not that you go grudgingly. Now, only by being graced by Krishna can we make spiritual advancement. And none of us can get graced by Krishna directly, being graced by the spiritual master. The more we sharpen our consciousness to focus on pleasing the senses of the spiritual master, the more we enter into the divine mysticism of bhakti yoga, the magic of it all. We have to trust that. In our beginning stages of Krishna consciousness, it is a bit mixed. You know, I remember when Srila Prabhupada was here, especially when he was present here in New Dwarka or any of the communities and devotees happened to be around him, just his presence made you always fix very diligently everything you did specifically for him. Whatever you did, you just wanted to get that smile from Srila Prabhupada. And getting that smile from Srila Prabhupada didn't necessarily mean that you would be in an atmosphere enjoying Krishna consciousness, but be in an atmosphere of giving Krishna consciousness, working for Krishna. I remember when Prabhupada would come here and he would see all his devotees, and he was pleased. He's always pleased to see them. But Prabhupada was more pleased when he saw a devotee serving his instructions. Just like I remember hearing in the past times where Srila Prabhupada would go to the airport and he would see his book distributors there. And they would be distributing books. And some book distributors, they were so absorbed in just distributing the books, they didn't, you know, where everyone would run back to be with Prabhupada, they would stay to distribute the books. And Prabhupada would practically zone out all the other devotees around him, and they would just watch them with love. Watch them with love. Because that attracted Prabhupada's attention. Just like they say, don't so much try to see God, but act in such a way that God will want to come and see you. So, we have a very special Harinam coming up in 2 days. The Halloween Harinam. How many devotees here have been to the Halloween Harinam? Raise your hand. How many haven't? Okay. For those who have been there, what do you say about it? It is off the charts. It is a mega Harinam of the year. It's done in Santa Monica Boulevard at the heart of the West Hollywood Halloween Carnival. Every year an estimated 500,000 to 1 million people actually go there. Biggest in the country. We go there and we have a prime spot. We're going to be making over 3,000 cookies to distribute. And I hope maybe at least 3/4 of those get out. And I'm going to need help for making them also on Tuesday. So anyone that wants to help get these souls, these cookies, and please Srila Prabhupada. You know, there are many, many activities that devotees are always engaged in to spread Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada actually said we should always just tax our minds how to reach out more and more and more. But sometimes it can be questionable whether some of the activities, our outreach programs are actually, maybe, there is debate, whether they're actually what would be or could be or are authorized by Srila Prabhupada or the Acharyas. It's true. You know, I mean, I've heard of bipartisan hikes and too much mixing of men and women. That's not good. Not in Vedi culture. Dancing, the men should dance one side, men on the other side. That was authorized. And sometimes we see, and then you can't put a rule on it too. Sometimes the atmosphere is that way, and it's good. But the point I'm trying to make is that there are certain activities that are not just authorized by Srila Prabhupada. They're fully authorized. My dear God brother and friend, Stavir Bhakti Prabhu, who's now in a hospital in Minneapolis, recovering, very weak condition. He's always sending me these texts to encourage me, my Harinam. He goes, this activity is fully authorized by Srila Prabhupada. It's so authorized, it's authorized by everyone up and down the whole Parampara and all the demigods, Krishna himself, Lord Chaitanya himself. This pleases. This is smearing the dust of the lotus feet all over your body of the pure devotee by serving his instructions. This Harinam Sankirtan is invested with a special Shakti from Radharani herself called the Ladini Shakti. An extra special dose of love of God that can be had for anyone that goes out. And what are we here for? We're here to awaken our love for Krishna. Fully. And so much that when your love for Krishna, and when it begins to awaken, you automatically, fully, simultaneously awake your love for all of Krishna's part and parcel. You really just feel in your heart this love for every single person on the planet. They're part of Krishna. And you just want to go out and reach them. You want to reach them. Krishna, just like if you had a son or a daughter that went away and you didn't see him for a long time, then you ran into them, how much would you be hankering to reunite with him? And that's only a relationship that was within one lifetime. And a few years. But Krishna has had an intimate relationship with each and every soul eternally. The depth of that feeling of love that Krishna has for all his part and parcel, we cannot imagine. So devotees can also, if they can get the mercy of the lotus feet of the pure devotee, they can also begin to experience this love of Krishna which extends through all his part and parcel. He feels this love. He just wants to hug everybody. But he doesn't. Might go to jail. How much time we have? Almost through? I wanted to say just a few minutes about Murari Gupta. It's his disappearance day today. Murari Gupta was the 21st branch of the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a storehouse of love of Godhead. His great humility melted the heart of Lord Chaitanya. He was a physician, but by his mercy, both their bodily and spiritual diseases subsided. He recorded extensive notes on Lord Chaitanya, and specifically the first 24 years. From his notes, that's where we're getting the Adi Leela from. Krishnadas Kaviraj uses his notes to do that with. When Lord Chaitanya would hear, also, he was also Hanuman. He was actually Hanuman playing in the Chaitanya Leela. that's actually who he is. When Lord Chaitanya heard the glories of Lord Ramachandra from his mouth, he immediately wrote, Lord Chaitanya would immediately write on his head, forehead, Ramadas. God would hear, and Lord Chaitanya would hear, and he just pretty far on. Lord Chaitanya would tease. He would tease him. Murari, why are you here? You're a physician by nature. Why are you coming to hear Shastras? You will not hear anything about herbs and medicines here. You're wasting your time. He would always he would tell him that quite often. He would tease him. And then one day, Lord Chaitanya offered him a benediction for anything. And then his reply revealed his greatness. He told the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the only thing I want is to always be the association of devotees and to be able to chant your glories. That's all he wanted. And there are a few stories here and there. But I think I'll stop there. It's getting late. Does anybody have a few quick remarks or anything? Go ahead. Bhikkhupati. You want to give him a mic so people can hear him? I can't hear you from there. I'm just trying to convince myself. But Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami used to say, and this loka told me, fake it till you make it. Because if you practice, then you, because it's dormant in everyone. If we keep practicing in this way with full enthusiasm, then that's our spirit. That's our spiritual engine. It'll just keep going that way. And sometimes we want to keep it going. And when it sputters out, we get devotee association. We do Harinam. We pump each other up. We keep going. And when your spiritual life is burning brightly, then this all-devouring, sinful enemy of the world, lust, it disappears automatically. Just like when there's fire and there's smoke. What does that tell you about the fire? It's not burning brightly. But if you get the fire to burn brightly, the smoke automatically disappears. So when our spiritual life is burning brightly, then all the anarthas drop away. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Nam Sankirtan ki. Hare Hare Bol.